Welcome to FIBA India Podcast.
Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verses 1 to 56. We will focus on the entire chapter, but let's read just two verses, verses 14 to 16. Matthew 26, verse 14. Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him. This journey of Jesus to the cross was a journey of recognition, a journey of rejection, a journey of hostility, and a journey of loneliness. And we see five different acts from five different people, and want to meditate on each one of them very, very briefly and ask, how do you like to be remembered? What is it that we want to leave behind for the generation to follow and the Lord to be proud of? The first act, I call it as a commendable act, and we read about it in verses 1 to 13. The Bible says, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. Now this was in the house of Simon the leper, and they were reclining at the table. Mary walked in, fully prepared, and she brought in an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment. Now note, it is an expensive ointment. She poured it. And it was a year's saving, and she did not mind, because for her, worship is the flow from a heart of gratitude. She did not listen to anyone. They were complaining and murmuring. They said she could have used this money for the poor. Even though there was murmuring and grumbling going on, Mary just continued what she was doing. And my friend, when people try to scold her, Jesus said, don't do it. What she is doing is a beautiful thing, and she is doing it to me. She is not doing to impress others. She is not competing with others. It was a commendable act. The second thing you find here, the condemnable act, an act that the Lord condemns. And we read about it, it was 14 to 16, a man who was with Jesus, heard him preach, saw the miracles of Jesus, heard him teach, is now bargaining with the enemies. Verse 14. Now I want you to understand, when people are forced to deny Jesus Christ, invariably 99% of them will take a stand for Jesus Christ. So you cannot be forced to deny the Lord. If at all you and I betray him, it is our own choice. It is because we are not really rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is a man who knew the entire itinerary of the Lord. Here is a man who saw everything. And the Bible says, verse 16, from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him. He saw the opportunity. He continued to participate along with the disciples. And as I read this, I asked myself the question, is it possible to worship the Lord with a heart of betrayal? Will that kind of a worship be a true worship? Commendable act, condemnable act. The third thing you find here is a consenting act. When the disciples asked the Lord, where are we going to have the Passover? Once again, the Lord directed them to a house. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, we read in verse 13. And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room? where I may eat the Passover with my disciples. And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready there prepared for us. Isn't that a beautiful picture? The Lord is telling the disciples, go, you will meet a man, go with him. He will take you to the house. When he takes you to the house, ask him where is the guest room. Now note, it is not just the guest room. It is a furnished guest room. Here is the owner of the house willing to give, consenting to give what he has got for the master's use. And this is not the first time Jesus asked the colt to be untied. And the owner released it. You know, every time the Lord wanted something, people just released it. He asked Peter for his boat. Peter gave. And the Lord used that boat to sit and share to the multitudes. It was in that boat the miracle also took place. Jesus asked the man to untie, the man to release the colt, and he did it without grumbling, without murmuring. And now he's asking the house of the owner. And then this man also is giving him a furnished guest room. The boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish just gave it to the hands of the Lord. What is it that you and I can give to the Lord? Now, yes, we all are generous in our giving, but I want, there is a difference. Being generous in giving does not mean we are giving what the Lord wants us to give. We can give, we can be generous with other things. But is that what the Lord wants? Or is the Lord asking for something else and we are keeping it aside and we are giving something else to Him? But here is a man who consented to give what the Lord wanted. Are you willing to give that? Give Him the top, the best. What a joy it'll be for us to see. Or let me put it this way. The greatest joy that you and I will have is to see the Master using that which we have entrusted into His hands. He does it well. Commendable act. Condemnable act. Consenting act. Fourthly, cowardly act. Again, it is with Jesus' disciple. His name is Peter, the one who went to arrange the guest room, the furnished guest room for the Passover. The one who told the Lord, Lord, I will not deny you. I'm willing to die with you. Here is a man who said, Lord, I left everything to follow you. And the Lord told him, the Lord cautioned him, saying, you will deny me. But Peter, depending on himself, said, no, I will not deny you. And the Lord saw it happen. The Bible says in verse 70, 71 and 73, 3 times he denied the Lord. Once in front of a little girl, but the Bible says others heard it. Again in 71, we read another girl. He had 3 times an opportunity to take a stand for the Lord. 3 times he denied. And I do not know, even as you're listening, have we deliberately denied the Lord? Places where we should have taken a stand. In the place of work, in our place of influence, in the marketplace. Are we trying to hide our identity? Are we trying to compromise? And the Bible says, Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ. A cowardly act. The 5th thing, none of us can match that act. It is a compassionate act. Just imagine Jesus surrounded by the betrayer, the denier. And he participates in the Lord's Supper. He did not tell them, stay away. You too stay away because I know your motive. I know your intention. I don't want you to participate in this. The Lord could have kept them outside. Because he did tell Judas. When the Lord said, one of you are going to betray me. He asked, it is I? Is it I? The Lord said, yes. And he also warned Peter, But Peter did not want to accept. He said, no, I will not. And both of them were there at the upper room. But look at what the Bible says in John's Gospel, chapter 13. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 30. And after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out. It was night, the night of Judas' life. Participated and went out, and it was night, the darkness of his life. But this Jesus had to take these people into the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, Judas was not there, but Peter was there. And when the Lord was going through so much of sorrow, the struggle in his heart, he wanted the disciples to stay awake and be at a distance and just be with him when he's going through this experience. But they were not able to stand with him. He went through it alone. But he knew in his heart that the Lord is there. You know, one of the lessons that we can learn from this is, do not write off people who hurt you, people who accuse you, people who are not willing to stand with you, people who ridicule you. Why did Jesus include them in the Lord's Supper? Because Jesus, he wanted to give them an opportunity to come back, to repent. Peter came back, but not Judas. And I believe if Judas would have lived, the Lord would have gone back and given Judas an opportunity to come back, just like he did with Peter. Jesus wanted the disciples, but they did not want him. Judas rejected him. Jesus commended Mary. Jesus condemned the act of Judas. See what he says in Matthew 26. Look at what the Lord says about Mary in verse 13. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Ah, what a beautiful statement. In other words, the Lord is saying, she will go away, but her act will remain. But look at what he says about Judas Iscariot in verse 24. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. What a statement. A statement of regret. It would have been good if he had not been born. He warned Peter. He cautioned Peter. And that is our Lord. Now, my friend, what is that act of yours that will be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? How do you like to be remembered by the generation that is going to follow? What will the Lord say about you and me? Will he be proud of it, or will he condemn that act? Or are we people with a heart of betrayal, with a heart of denial, participating in the things of God? Remember, Mary and the house owner were not disciples. It is the disciples who did not follow him closely. And yet, Jesus included them and gave them an opportunity to come back, but Judas did not. This is the best season for us to look, to take time, to pause and ask, Lord, how do you look at my act? How do you look at my heart of worship? How do you look at my discipleship? Lord, my offering, my generosity, how do you look at it, O Lord? Master, this morning, continue to speak to me. Continue to minister to me. I am willing.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.